On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and we are joined in the studio by multi-sport superstar Monique Conti.
Our next guest is a premiership player in two sports, the Southside Flyers in the WNBL.
The WNBL Championship is headed back to Melbourne Southside.
And the Bulldogs in AFLW.
Unguarded goals, we're bouncing for Conti's in the party.
She's also a two-time Best and Fairest winner with Richmond.
Superb from Conti, and the Tigers are on the board.
Please welcome AFLW superstar Monique Conti.
Yes, Jim.
Welcome on. This girl.
Thank you.
Great to have you in. Now, there's so much to talk to you about, but I'm going to start with basketball, which I know is something you were brilliant at, and now you're, of course, concentrating on footy. But the Olympic basketball, have you been glued to it, and what have you made of it?
Yes, I have. I've been watching all the Opals games and the Boomers. Last night's game was really intense, and it was so exciting. It was good that the Opals got the win into the qualifiers. That's always good to flick it on the telly.
Was the penalty there the game before? You know, you're an expert. Yep. Was it there?
The foul?
Yep.
Well, if I was a referee, I wouldn't have called that. Good. I would have just let it go. And just think about, like, if it's in fast play, you probably wouldn't have seen it anyway, so I'm not really sure why I blew his whistle, but I'm not a ref, so I wasn't there.
And there was a ref about a metre and a half away who didn't blow his whistle.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It's very interesting.
Good to hear. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And what about the boys? Are they going to win a medal? Boomers?
You'd hope so. If Paddy Mills keeps up his the way he's playing, I'm sure they will get somewhere. But, yeah, you just never know with the Olympics.
You could have been there with the Opals,
exactly,
couldn't you?
Right.
I don't know.
You went to world championships when you're under 17s, under 19s, and who signed you up here? The Melbourne Boomers?
Boomers and Southside Flyers.
Signed you up for a 4-year deal. So
yeah.
You must have been a good player, Mon.
Thank
and then,
you.
Of course, you were playing both. How did that go? How did training and all that? Because you were playing AFLW and you're playing for, you know, high-end basketball.
It was a bit of a struggle. It was obviously a first for a WNBL team, like having an AFLW player. So did that for 4 years. I just had to miss out on AFLW preseason every year. So that was a bit tough, like going into the season with like 1 week preseason. But yeah, at the end of the day, I just had to learn to juggle it and just make sure I kept my communication up.
So explain this to me then, Mon, with your move over to footy, because we look at Scott Pendlebury, we look at Todd Goldstein, we look now at Luke Jackson, these people that come from basketball to the AFL, the men, and they've got so much time, so much spatial awareness, they hardly ever get tackled. They are different and brilliant in the way they can move through traffic. Do you think that comes from that basketball background?
I do. I think both of them, both the sports complement each other. If you look at Scott Pendlebury play, you can see how composed and how poised he's like in traffic. It's just crazy, but that definitely does stem from the basketball background.
Does it help you? Have you, now that you are dominating in the AFLW, do you think that grounding in basketball has given you a similar sort of thing?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think I'd be the player I am on the footy field if I wasn't a basketballer. I think I'd be a completely different player. I definitely get my agility from the court and my spatial awareness and all that sort of stuff definitely does stem from the basketball. So yeah, it's helped for sure.
Best on ground in the Bulldogs' first premiership out there, Jim, the Norm Smith. Then won the best and fairest. And then you left. You went across to the Tigers. Wow, that was a big move, Monts.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. Like, the Bulldogs are a great club, and I'm sure they still are. Had a lot of fun there. Obviously, got the premiership. The girls were great. I just thought the best for myself as an all-round athlete. The move to Tigers was probably, best for me. They're very professional club, as the Bulldogs were as well. But, I just got, that 12-month, treatment and got to go into the club all the time. And like I said, they helped me with basketball and footy all year round.
So where are we at with the AFLW season? Because the VFLW grand final is on this weekend. Geelong taking on Collingwood on Sunday. Did you know that?
Yep.
Well, what are you looking like that for?
Oh, I didn't realise it was this weekend.
Oh, it's on Sunday. Yeah. It's on Sunday, Mon. Big game there. So where are we at with the AFLW?
Yeah, so we're starting extra early. We're in December for the first round. So preseason starts in about 4 weeks' time. It's come around real quick. So I'm kind of excited to get started straight away. I'm sick of waiting. So yeah, it's starting in December and finishing early next year. So it's going to be good.
Bloody hot. that time of year.
It is.
I mean, we are stating the obvious, but it can get Melbourne especially. You know, you can get those 43, 44 degree days. Mm. Yeah. How's that going to go?
You get a good tan, which is always a bonus. But I don't know. I guess, well, personally, I hate winter. So I guess that's probably the main reason why I'm doing NBL 1 and not VFLW, because I would just hate to run out there in the cold. Imagine your hands and forget about it.
That was no bloody good in July. He never touched it when it got cold.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick Del Santo's been appointed out there at St Kilda.
I saw that, yeah.
Does that mean there's no female coaches anymore?
Oh.
Because Peter, Peter was
Peter Searle.
Peter Searle was coaching them, wasn't she?
It's a pretty good pickup for St Kilda. I'm sure they'll definitely improve this year and yeah, I'm sure he'll be a really good coach.
Now, Mon, tell us about Boob Armour. You're an ambassador for the Australian design product. Tell us how it works.
So Boob Armour, it's a sort of a protection for your breasts. So obviously when you're playing any sort of sport, there's a lot of impact on the breasts and you get a ball to the breast, you can get bumped and everything like that. So the Boob Armour protects that. And I guess you don't realise the amount of impact like sport has on your breasts and how much contact you get. And you can get some serious injuries through playing sports. So Boob Armour like ensures that protection. And yeah, it's there for that extra padding.
Hmm. Now, I know you would know this already, Mon, but I was an unbelievably good cricketer. And when I look at that, it's like a big protector.
A box.
Yeah, like the box that we used to have to wear. And you get used to wearing them within a second and you never even think about it.
Oh, so it's plastic. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about 2 millimetres thick. They weigh like 18 grams each. Yeah. So very, very light, but very solid at the same time. So, you know, I've personally worn them. And they're really good. It's you don't really feel any contact when you get some in the breast. So yeah, they're really good, and therefore, honestly, for all different sports.
How much damage can you do to your boob?
Some pretty serious damage, I think. At the time, like you don't realize, but once you get older, that's when you realize like how
the
much
tissue
damage you
and
can
all
do.
That is it.
Yeah, everything.
I didn't realise that, Jim, to be honest.
My partner's beautiful daughter, Charlotte, plays in the under-14s.
She was good on the weekend.
It's unbelievable. Mm. And the thing, when I go down and watch her, there are thousands. There's way more girls playing than the boys. Like, it's nuts.
Juniors,
they're everywhere, and it's superb. Yeah. So what age would you need to start considering wearing boob armour?
Honestly, I just think when, you know, you start to develop and you start to get some boobs, I think that's probably the perfect time. They come in all different sizes. You just slide them in any sort of sports bra and just keep them there and they stay in intact, so which that's really good. I honestly think it's not really a talking point for young girls. No. They don't really want to come out and say they have a male football coach or a basketball coach. They don't want to really say, oh, I got hit in the boob, you know. It's they don't seem to talk about it. So I think with boob armour, it's a good way to, you know, get girls confident about bringing the conversation up. And, yeah, just hopefully they gain some confidence in talking about it.
Boobarmour.com.au. The other thing that I find amazing watching the girls play football, I was only talking to Daisy Pierce about this at 7 the other day, is the courage is outrageous. Going back with the flight, running into places a lot of men just quite simply wouldn't. And Daisy said it's because a lot of the girls haven't grown up playing the game and absolutely don't realise how much danger they can put themselves in. That will change, though, surely. As more and more girls who are coming through, like Charlotte, the junior ranks, and have played it all their life, they won't put themselves in quite so much danger, maybe?
I agree with Daisy 100% on that. Sometimes you go out there and you're playing and you just get girls just going in like crazy. And sometimes I even sit back and I'm like, well, I'll just wait for the ball to spill out. I'm just fine and grab it and go. But no, I think, with girls starting at like a young age, Auskick juniors, I went on the weekend and watched my sister's friend play and there was like two under 14 teams and there was like a big crowd there. Like there's girls with some really good skill and all that sort of stuff. So I think, as they get older and they go through the ranks, they'll learn about the game a bit more and they'll protect themselves.
Yeah, that's right. Because they come from other sports, Jim. They don't know how to protect themselves. You see that, they shoulders, break their arms or just head.
Yeah, it's more so like going in not the right way. Yeah, but I guess, most clubs are bringing in some coaches to help them with like all the tackling technique stuff.
Get online, boobarmour.com.au and get stuck into what is clearly an amazing product and very important, Bill, for young ladies playing amazing game. Mon, congratulations on everything you've been doing, by the way.
Thank you.
What are you doing now? What are you going to do today?
Currently, I'm playing NBL 1, so I'm in basketball season. So finals are soon with the Melbourne Tigers. And then once that's done, straight into preseason. But with my days, I just do gym and then go to training.
How's the love life? All right.
Yeah, love life's good. Yeah.
I would suggest most probably none of your business.
Well, Mon can tell me
sports,
if she wants to.
Sports Mart, Sports Power
is where
you can get the boob armor. So check that out. Mm. Mon, great catching up with you. Thanks for dropping in.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
On your cons.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Billy on Triple M.